Joyce DiDonato is considered one of the most acclaimed opera singers of her generation. This year, she won the Grammy for Best Classical Solo Vocal Album. Her newest album arises from a question: does art matter? These are Baroque arias from the 16 and 1700s. The album is divided into two sections. It's called In War and Peace, Harmony Through Music. Joyce DiDonato, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Tell us the story of how you decided on the theme for this album.
I was sitting at my piano going through a stack of arias, trying to find repertoire for this, and the Paris attacks had just happened. And so I've got my cell phone on the piano, which is always a bad idea if you're trying to concentrate on music. But I was trying to get text updates from my friends who lived in Paris and trying to find out what was going on. And I'm sitting here looking at this music written 200, 300 years ago, and I'm trying to reconcile this gap between the two. And I thought, I have to address what's happening today, because these composers from years and years and centuries ago have already been talking about war and peace. And I thought, I actually want to really formulate something that helps me reconcile my world today, and perhaps, with a little bit of luck, actually goes out to the listener and helps them.
So the first half of this album is songs about war, and the second half is songs about peace. In the war section, there's an aria by Handel. And the lyrics to this aria suggest that war can be not just external, but also internal. Translated from Italian, the lyrics are, "O thoughts, you persecute me."
This is an internal war that I think is ultimately probably the source of all external war, is when we are not at peace with ourselves. And it's that incessant inner voice that keeps gnawing away at us. In this case, she's a rather evil character, and she's power hungry, and she knows she's perhaps overstepping the boundary, and it's that gnawing doubt of conscience that comes into her head, and it torments her. Ultimately, my approach with this album is not an external war, but it is that internal war that we all are in conflict about.
You've talked about why reach into the past to explore these ideas, but is there something specific about the Baroque period?
There is a purity to the music of the Baroque world. We haven't hit dense harmonies yet. It's not overly complex orchestrations. It's really a chance where the text and the voice get to be center stage. And I think that's a chance for more raw emotion to emerge, because there's so much space for the listener to enter into this music.
As part of this project, you posed a question to people ranging from actors to Supreme Court justices to prison inmates, and you've asked the public to give their own answers to this question. What is it?
The question is, in the midst of chaos, how do you find peace?
You've received so many answers to this question. Is there one that you keep coming back to?
It is. It belongs to a man named Joseph Wilson, who I have met. He's many things. One thing he is a composer. I have sung two of his pieces now. Another thing that he is an African-American male who happens to be incarcerated at Sing Sing Prison. And he wrote a very heartfelt answer about being broken and being in the dark for so long. and starting to see the light, looking around the world and seeing the chaos, but raising his hand. And he said, in the brokenness, we become symbols of peace.
He begins his answer to this question in the midst of chaos, how do you find peace? By referencing the Bible, God said, let there be light. And he writes, one would then have to reason that God himself was dwelling in the darkness.
That gives me chills every single time I read it. And it's true. And I think that's also a big source of comfort. There's a lot of people who feel the darkness very strongly. And if somebody in that situation, in a real war, internal war and external war, can go towards the light, anybody can.
To return to the question we began with, does art matter? Do you think that a recording like this, or any recording at all, can actually do something? What difference do you think it makes that you put this collection together?
I know that it can, and I know that music has for countless people. I've received letters from people where they write and they say, I had a handful of pills in my hand, and I was ready to end my life. And randomly, your recording came on, and I had to stop, and I couldn't do it. And I don't take credit for that for myself. I mean, that belongs to Mozart, or Handel in that case, actually, and all the musicians involved. And I know that is not a unique circumstance, but it was one life that is still living. Music can be a real guiding light towards empathy because it goes to the heart and bypasses the brain. It can put people in a position to hear another point of view, to be less afraid of it. It is, I believe, 1,000% that music can do that, and this album can help that. I would love for that to be true.
Joyce DiDonato, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you.
Her new album is called In War and Peace, Harmony Through Music.